Documents obtained by a group opposed to hydrofracking show that the Cuomo administration is conducting a thorough health study on the controversial gas drilling process. The Finger Lakes-based organization is now wondering why the review has been conducted almost entirely in secret. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
The members of Seneca Lake Pure Waters Association are wary of hydrofracking and its potential risks when the state health department refused to reveal details of a secretive, now year-and-a-half-long study on fracking. They filed a Freedom of Information Law request. The group's Marianne Kowalski says after several months, they've received their first batch of documents, and they found that the health officials are actually doing a pretty thorough job of reviewing numerous studies.
They certainly have accumulated a wide variety of documents from various very reputable sources, and it covers all the issues that we thought should be looked at in the assessment. So they're looking at the right information.
The review goes beyond even what the group had expected, reviewing studies in scientific journals relating to energy and transportation, as well as epidemiology. Kowalski says she's puzzled, though, over why the review has not been conducted in public.
I don't understand why keeping it a secret was necessary in the first place.
Until recently, the health review was headed by Cuomo's health commissioner, Dr. Nirav Shah. But Dr. Shah has resigned to take a job with the Kaiser Health Foundation in California. Since Shah began the study at the direction of Cuomo's environmental agency, the health commissioner's other achievements have been overshadowed by the controversial topic. Shah's resignation came, coincidentally, on the same day that Cuomo's opponent for governor, Republican Rob Astorino, called on Shah to leave, citing, among other things, the lengthy health review.
The state health commissioner is doing Governor Cuomo's political bidding in delaying a decision through his election. But isn't the state health commissioner supposed to be New York's chief medical officer, not a political foil for Governor Cuomo?
The Cuomo administration says Shah's departure had been in the works for a while. Shah, during his tenure, was close-mouthed about the details of the study. He initially, in the fall of 2012, said it would be ready in a number of weeks. But later, as the months dragged on, he said there was no timetable for completion, and he justified the lack of public disclosure.
Science needs to be done in a sacred place where we can, with objectivity, understand both sides of the issue, understand the science, dissect it, and then at the end come with a reasoned conclusion. So the process needs to be transparent at the end, not during.
Cuomo, at that same press conference in late 2013, said he did not feel a need to rush.
Don't want to put any undue pressure on them that would artificially abbreviate what they're doing. So they should do a thorough review. When they are ready and they feel appropriate, they'll tell us.
A health department spokesman says the health review will continue under acting health commissioner Dr. Howard Zucker. There's no set date for completion. The Seneca Lake Association is awaiting more documents relating to the health review in a second shipment that could include emails exchanged between scientists at the health department, as well as correspondence with three outside consultants who were hired to advise the review. Kowalski says there is one big unanswered question. She says there's no indication what conclusions about fracking and public health that the new health commissioner and the Cuomo administration might draw from all of the scientific studies. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.